The state is releasing high-tech survey data for proposed gas pipeline routes. The Division of Geological and Geographical Surveys project employed light detection and ranging technology. Division geologist Trent Hubbard says LIDAR uses aerial laser scanning to produce maps that portray more than photographs.
What we can do is we can essentially strip away the vegetation cover and look at the bare earth surface, identifying hazards such as slope instabilities and faults. We can do that with a lot more detail and a lot more accuracy than we previously could.
That's important for permitting and design work along several possible corridors being considered for a pipeline to move gas from Alaska's North Slope to in or out of state destinations.
We've covered about 3,000 square miles, and so we've essentially followed some infrastructure and transportation areas between Prudhoe and Fairbanks, and then on over to the Canada border, and then on over to Delta and south to Valdez, and then here south from Fairbanks toward around Wasilla.
Hubbard says the LIDAR project augments a more focused effort to assess a pipeline route between Delta Junction and Canada, for which there is minimal historic data. The LIDAR surveys will continue to be released in coming months. The data is being made available to companies and groups pursuing gas line projects. The $2.3 million survey is part of a package of gas line-related work approved by the state legislature.